Kenya has committed to deploying an additional 600 police officers to Haiti in the coming weeks to combat the rampant gang violence plaguing the capital, Port-au-Prince, and surrounding areas. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. This deployment will increase the Kenyan presence to 1,000 officers, reinforcing efforts that began in June to assist Haiti's beleaguered police force. During his recent visit to Haiti, President William Ruto expressed support for transitioning the current Kenya-led security mission into a full United Nations peacekeeping operation. Alongside Kenya, several other nations have pledged at least 1,900 troops to help stabilize the situation. Despite these efforts, violence remains pervasive, with a UN human rights expert warning that gangs are expanding their reach, leading to increased displacement. The UN Security Council is expected to convene by month's end to discuss the renewal of Kenya's mandate for another year, potentially laying the groundwork for a comprehensive UN mission in 2025. This would facilitate enhanced funding and resources, crucial for an operation currently hindered by equipment shortages. Addressing Kenyan officers in Port-au-Prince, President Ruto praised their achievements over recent months, stating, "Many believed Haiti was a mission impossible, but your progress has changed that perception." He assured the officers of his commitment to secure better equipment, emphasizing their collaborative efforts with local forces to restore security. The upcoming batch of 600 officers is undergoing redeployment training, and will be ready for action soon. However, some criticism has emerged regarding the lack of decisive action against the gangs. The UN expert, William O'Neill, noted that the mission is inadequately equipped, lacking essential resources like helicopters and night vision equipment. He highlighted the dire situation in Jeremy, where police are struggling to combat the escalating gang violence. O'Neill reported a surge in sexual violence and over 700,000 displaced individuals, urging that this enduring agony must stop. "It is a race against time." To effectively support the Haitian National Police, O'Neill called for immediate enhancements to the Multinational Security Support Mission, MSS, and emphasized the importance of implementing UN measures, including sanctions and an arms embargo to curb the flow of weapons to gangs. "The solutions exist," he stated, "but urgent action is needed to make them a reality." Piers Potter, CNT Live London.